Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Yeah, I was just telling the Hodge twins how, you know, here at TimCast, we got a vax mandate policy. Everybody who works here, they got to get the fifth booster shot. Not me, though. Fuck that. I'm not kidding. No, everyone else has to. No, I'm just kidding. We have no vax mandate, no mask mandate. And I actually, when they announced the Biden administration was going to do that thing where any company with more than 100 employees had to force a vax mandate, Daily Wire said, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I was like, in spirit, fuck you. We don't have that many employees. We have like 30. Yeah. But fuck you anyway. Right. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the challenge of like, I don't like coming out and asserting I know exactly what's going on, even if it is the vaccine, despite the fact that we've got a clear correlation of some major health incident happening around the world. And then we've got mass vaccination. Mm-hmm. We've got vaccines with side effects like blood clots. And then we get people having blood clots and strokes. It's like, come on, man.
Cancer's up too all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's weird. Mm-hmm. That's weird. And there was like a report on miscarriages being up around the time of like vaccine drives and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say it definitively. I still don't know. Right. But I mean, like, you take a look at all that data, make a decision for yourself. And I mean it genuinely when I say, like, you got to find a doctor who knows what the fuck this is.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, call a private doctor and say, did you read the report on X? If they say no, call another one. And the people are like, oh, but it's so hard to find a good one. Like, that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, typically these doctors are the expensive private ones for celebrities, for members of Congress. Yeah. So no fucking shit.
Yeah, members of Congress were getting ivermectin.
That's right.
That's the treatment protocol. But everyone else, it was horse medicine to them. And now there's new studies still. There's studies coming out. There was a recent one that just came out specifically talking about how ivermectin is great at helping people with COVID. Yeah. Helping them to get it preventative care.
Yeah.
Helping them to recover. Helping them even after having vaccine related injuries. So ivermectin has been essentially helping a lot of different people out there, and something that I personally was taking even before they labeled it horse medicine, because I saw the medical studies, I saw the preliminary data, and I was like, I gotta have this, because
he was calling it a visceromycin. Because he didn't know exactly what it was, but he knew there was something.
No, I knew it was getting to a level where you couldn't talk about it. So I just decided to. No.
You're the guy who has leukisms.
Of course. And I gladly own them.
I was just calling it visceromycin so I wouldn't get banned.
Exactly.
You didn't get very sick either, did you?
Nope. I was taking it. He was the least sick of anybody. Yeah, I was like, hey, this is the Frontline COVID Critical Care Alliance protocol. Let me know if you need anything on it. And then I was taking the protocols that they recommended, and I was great.
When you were coming over, we didn't talk about it on the show earlier, but like, what was it like? How'd you get over it? What'd you do?
That's funny. When I tested positive, right? I called the doctor. I said, so what I do? I'm positive. What I do? He's like, just stay home.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's what he said. Stay home, social distance, don't go out and spread it, and just stay hydrated.
Put your head between your ass and kiss your ass goodbye. Fuck you.
That's what they said to me. Yeah. Then I called this other doctor, and they said, okay, here's what we can do. We can do IV saline if you're dehydrated. We can do vitamins to help you beat this. Mm. We've got monoclonal antibodies. Now, those are expensive. We can also get you prescribed steroids for inflammation. We can get you ivermectin if you want it. Mm. And then I'm just like, holy shit. You call one of these private DC area companies, and they're like, we will prescribe you literally whatever it is you think will cure you. Just tell us.
And all those people that died here in America, how many of those people got that kind of treatment?
None of them. And people were like, Tim's just going doctor shopping. Well, fuck yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah, no shit.
I call the doctor and I'm like, the study comes out and it says under 29 should get the vaccine because there's a more higher likelihood of hospitalization from the vaccine than from COVID. And then I'm like, have you read the study? And the doctor says no. I say, okay, well then I better find a better doctor.
Yeah.
So anyway, but let's jump to the story that, you know, I thought that was interesting to talk to about a little bit. Yo, you guys ready for some fucked up shit?
Oh, hell yeah. I love some fucked up shit.
Not this one, dude.
Yeah.
Inspector report found hundreds of Chicago teachers groomed and raped students.
Wow.
That's right. 600 kids.
I'm so shocked.
And there were only a handful of prosecutions. Here's Chicago, the funny part. Huh? Chicago. Check this out. Several of the open cases involved CPS-affiliated adults exposing students to pornographic images, including one high school teacher who accessed porn while he was sharing a screen with minor students.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Wow. Here you go, guys. They're giving this to kids. We said it was grooming. Mm-hmm. They said it was not. Inspector report in Chicago Board of Education says showing pornographic images to kids is grooming. Case closed, motherfuckers.
It's common sense. It's obvious.
But this guy apparently pulled up the wrong window and he was like, oh, fuck. And it was his history. No.
That was one of the incidents. But if the inspector's report is going to outright say that, let me see if I can find some of this shit. If they outright say showing pornographic images to kids is grooming, is sexual abuse, this book, Gender Queer, right here, here's one where they're playing with a vibrator. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. It's not overtly pornographic, but it's on the line of them. Okay. Here's them actually using it, and they're getting off. Look at the face, and they drew it. Here's one. Then she then gives it to her sister. Let me see if I can find this one. Let's see. Why is my heart pounding? I'm on Facebook. Where's the one with the blowjob? Everybody knows the blowjob one, but
that okay. Is
here's
crazy.
Here's the blowjob.
Dude getting sucked off.
It's not a dude. It's a chick.
It's a strap on.
It is a female with a strap on getting blown by another female.
But they're kids, aren't those under 18?
These are. I think they're supposed to be teenagers.
Yeah. The best part is she says it didn't do anything for her.
Yeah, and she's like, "This is the other fucked up thing." They're told like this is queer sex. Try it.
That is weird.
But hold on. Yeah.
Sucking off strap on.
She tries it. She tries and says, and it's not doing anything for me.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking with kids' brains.
Yeah. Right.
The crazier thing in here is when she eats her own vag fluids.
What the?
That book goes hard, dude.
Damn. This book goes fucking hard.
All the way in.
Like, let's make sure the 12-year-olds watch a fucking chick wearing, you know, in her underwear, eating her own fucking vag fluids.
So the difference here is the teachers are overtly showing the porn to the kid. This one, you're like, someone left the book there for the kid to find on their own. At what point, like, if I hand a kid a phone with porn on it, I'm obviously showing the kid porn. But if I left my phone with porn on it right on their desk so that when I'm gone, they're going to walk in and see it. Am I still technically showing them porn?
It's pedophilia 101. That's what pedophiles do. Oh, look at this. Yeah. Oh, look, you want to try it?
Sounds like grooming to me, personally.
Yeah. I remember when I was in sixth grade, we had to get like parents' permission just to sit in sex ed.
Yeah.
Just to learn how women get pregnant. And, right. Now you got
so
all this
stuff. This I think people should read this. I really do.
Yeah.
Because you'll understand how this chick was groomed. She talks about how when she's going through puberty, she's going to the doctor and the doctor's like, I got to give you a pelvic exam. This is an OBGYN. And she's like, it hurts. It's painful. And then she had a psychological traumatic event where she was like, things inside me hurt. Mm-hmm. This is like psychological damage of an individual.
Right. Yeah.
And what's happening is you got these schools that are grooming these kids into thinking this instead of realizing like, dude, females, these are your bodies. Mm-hmm. This is what it is to be a human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they groom them and say, no. They tell these girls, little girls and little boys are growing up and they're completely flat chested. They go through puberty. Girls start developing boobs. And I'm told it's awkward, right?
Yeah.
Then the teacher goes to them and says, we can cut them off. Stop it from happening.
Yeah.
Then you don't got to worry about it. You don't got to be embarrassed. And the girls say, okay, good.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to feel that way.
Yeah, because they're naive to what's going on.
Yes. Tim, you're being too hard here. Okay. They shut down Jeffrey Epstein's island. What are they supposed to do, okay? Right? The island's no longer available. It's not running. It's for sale. Come
more
on.
More shit for kids.
Oh, my God.
This one's actually two dudes banging in the book right in the beginning.
I think sexuality is taught. What do y'all think? Like, I'm straight because my parents are... I was raised that way.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Let's say you were adopted.
Uh-huh.
Right? And let's say Pete Buttigieg and his husband or wife, whatever, they raised you from the age of 4 or 5 years old.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Your chances of they being...
They give you two classes.
You just
one
agree?
To reproduce and other classes.
Yeah, talking to Mike, man.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think a majority can be teached, because if you look at... I got anecdotal evidence. Look at all the parents that's queer. Just raising our kids. They're gay. All of them are gay. Every last one of them.
Like pedophiles, when they do that stuff, the horrible stuff to kids. Yeah. Why is it when they get older, they do it to kids too?
Psychological trauma.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess if you think it could be taught, you're saying you can traumatize and damage kids' brains into making them do horrible things.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Because like my view is like, I think a lot of these people who are molested and then grow up to be molesters.
Right.
Like, there's an emotional damage and a malfunction happening, right? You've damaged and broken the person. I don't think it's taught, but I see your point, I suppose. Yeah. You can fuck people up. Mm-hmm. You can break them. But like, my point is this. If you take little kids and you let them live together without learning sex ed,
right,
when they get older, they'll start fucking.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can traumatize them.
I think it's a product of your environment.
I think human beings left to their own devices, overwhelmingly, I think gay people happen. I think gay people exist. I think trans people happens. Mm-hmm. But I think that a lot of these young kids who are trans are socially social contagion, meaning they're not really trans.
Right.
They're just feeling it. So like this book is
they're
a good
being
example.
Manufactured.
Look, when she's like, in my mind, she talks about how she masturbates. I don't know, they, whatever. Mm-hmm. She masturbates by sticking a sock in her pants and then pretending she has a dick.
That's creative.
But that she's so still fucked up. She's still masturbating by like a girl.
Yeah.
She's just thinking of something different.
Yeah.
But then when she actually gets the strap on and has some girl suck it, she's like, this doesn't do anything to me.
No shit.
Yeah. Because, literally, dude.
Because there's a physical component to it that can't be taught.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And she's traumatized. She's like, I went to a doctor and she brought in the forceps and I said it was excruciatingly painful and I hated it. Mm-hmm. So you went to a shitty ass doctor who hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because of that, now she goes running to a teacher who's like, be gay. And and she's like, that solves all my problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of someone being like, let's get you a better doctor who's not going to hurt you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't say be gay. They'd say be trans. And at this point, it's not, they're not even interested in making gay. Like, I would say even they're trying to eliminate, like, the new conversion therapy is send kids to trans trans doctors and make them transition, because, you know, you're not really gay. You're just trans. Like, you don't, oh, Timmy doesn't like, I'm using Tim's name here. Tim doesn't like, he doesn't like girls. He doesn't like guys. He's not gay. He's just a female trapped inside a woman's body.
I see what you're saying. People can be damaged. Let me play devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. If they can't be taught, then they can't be groomed.
Mm. What do you mean? Of course they can.
Hmm?
Yeah, they.
If you can't be taught,
So when they're grooming kids, they're shattering their brains and they're making them do sex acts for adults, right?
Right.
So I think the grooming is like get a kid to do sex acts is different from someone feeling a sexual attraction and wanting to have sex with a woman or a man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So like a 12-year-old boy who's groomed, like these drag kids or whatever, they have no idea what the fuck they're doing. They're just doing what their parents told them to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can make someone lift bricks. You can make someone play golf. You can teach someone to skateboard. That I get. You can teach a person to give a good blowjob or whatever. It doesn't mean they actually enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it's something they're naturally driven to do. So I guess my point is, to a certain degree, you can condition people to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I'm saying is that kids who grow up will naturally start engaging in sex with each other. Right. You don't need to teach a human being how a man or woman how to have sex. They will do it.
Yeah,
they will just do it.
Question to you, Kevin.
And I'll tell you this: it's really really simple. To a lot of people, would be like, I don't know about that. I can prove you wrong in 1 second. Mm-hmm. If there was ever a point where humans didn't know how to have sex with each other without being taught, humans wouldn't exist because there would be no more humans.
It's a natural instinct. Yeah.
Like, but you can shatter someone's mind.
How do you define being gay? That's a question. A counter question before I can answer your initial question about if it's, you know, nature and nurture.
Somebody dates the same sex.
But is it someone that wants to fuck someone of the same sex and never does, or someone that fucks people of the same sex and has and hates every second of it?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you can't be gay and not have sex with
a gay person is a person that wants to have sex with the same sex.
Somebody is attracted to the same sex.
Yeah,
but most people that are gay, they're bisexual anyway.
But you're saying
sex with men and women.
If it's someone that's just the attraction itself, then someone may never actually have any physical outward expression of gayness. They never fuck anybody. They're married. They have three kids, but they want to fuck it. So they're gay. But then the dude, for whoever, in prison or whoever, they end up fucking 50 guys, have no interest in it for whatever reason. Yeah.
Right. You got to have some interest. You can fuck. Yo,
so maybe they fuck one, whatever, you know. But if they don't want to do it, if it's kind of forced on them, but they're just like, or they're being coerced, then are they really gay?
I think people can be damaged. I guess this
book is really interesting because it explains the process of mental damage on this young woman. Yeah. How, like, she didn't like social elements. They weren't properly explained to her, and she rejected them. One, she's like, I liked playing with snakes. You can be a girl, but Bindi Irwin plays with snakes. She's a woman. Yeah. She was like, I wanted to go swimming and the boys took their shirts off, so I took my shirt off and they said, don't take your shirt off. And she's like, why? So it's like, dude, because you don't want to wear a shirt does not mean you're a male or not a female.
Right.
Yeah. She's saying she's non-binary because she doesn't want to adhere to social components that they claim don't exist anyway. It makes no sense.
And then her parents are the ones to answer that question of why do I have to wear a shirt? Apparently this kid didn't have parents that were there to explain it.
My period every month. I never wanted this to happen. She's just like, I don't.
All women are like that. They don't want like
their parents. And so what happens, exactly. And so what happens is they've been offering up medical intervention, birth control that stops periods, and girls are like, I'll take it. They don't want to be women. Yo, it's funny because Freud talked about penis envy and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I think it's a silly idea. But when you have women, 85% of trans kids are female to male.
Yeah.
Girls really don't want to be girls, it seems like.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
You know that, Ellen Page got transitioned to Elliot Page. Yep. Got fake abs. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't even work for it, dude. Come on.
I know. Come on. That's
it's such a cop out, dude.
Have you seen these trans, what do you call them? These men who used to be biological women, they take the testosterone.
Trans men.
And they come out with the beards. I was
like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see the video of the trans man being like, I was being misgendered. Like, I have facial hair. It's like, bro. Just because you took testosterone and grew facial hair, people still see you as a woman.
Yeah,
they're totally being lied to.
Yeah. Yeah, those hips do not lie.
I don't know if the Elliot Page abs are fake or not. You guys know what?
No, they are fake. There's no way she could have been able to achieve a tone and physique like that in that amount of time.
No, it's not that. It's that any muscle workout has a 30% transference to the surrounding muscles. You guys know all this shit.
Right. Yeah.
So no Elliot Page muscle. Is gaunt and skinny as fuck, but with ripped ass abs.
Yeah.
She looks like Schmeagol with abs.
Yeah.
So.
Like you can't just get abs and not have worked out any other muscle in your body.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Yeah.
Your arms would be a certain circumference as well.
I guess you can electrocute your abs. That shit doesn't work. You ever
tried
it?
Yeah, I've tried it. Did you guys ever try that?
Nah.
I did, yeah. Put some pads on the muscle and just hope that God does the rest. Yeah. Like, do I really need to put forth
one of the
effort?
Ideas, we're doing this thing on Saturday, the skateboarding thing, and Luke was telling me that we have this fake bodysuit as a prop for the show, and it makes you super ripped. You should wear it.
Oh shit!
Wear a silicon bodysuit so I look like Superman or something.
Like, dude, this
I was saying dress up as Ian, so we have a fake Ian walking around.
Works for me. Do you guys come into contact with kids a lot and just working? Do you have a lot of fans that are children that you talk to or that this stuff comes up with or anything like that?
No. Like when we do our comedy shows, it's all older people anyway.
Adult. Are you guys still doing a lot of health stuff?
I kind of got away
from it. We got away from it because we got so busy with the politics. We want to start another fitness channel because it's so much fun to do.
Right. You guys can do like a supplement line at this point or something, I would think, would be real successful.
Yeah, we had all of that. We just went straight politics, yeah.
Was it a pain in the ass doing that stuff?
No, it's not. You come up, there's plenty of companies. You tell them what you want in the product and they produce it. I mean, I was working with this one protein. Man, that protein was amazing. So, yeah. I mean, that's why all the companies you see on inside the Vitamin Shop GNCs, they go through pretty basically the same manufacturers. You just tell them what you want. And
then you just put a label on it. You create the label.
Yeah, private label. Yep. You have, people create your label.
Then what do they take? Most of the profits? You split the profits?
No, you just pay them to manufacture product. And
you buy it wholesale.
Yeah, sell it, and you mark it up and sell it.
You seem exceedingly disinterested with that conversation.
No, we actually working with the guys, man, to bring back something because I think it's very important. I take a multivitamin high in C to make sure you have a nice, you know, it's great for your immunity to take vitamins and stuff.
What do you guys recommend? Your brain? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was gonna
ask. Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that because you brought that up during the show about your stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like your gut's extremely important. Yeah, so if your gut's not working, your brain's not working. And a lot of the times, a lot of people eat a lot of inflammatory foods. A lot of times the glyphosate, which is pretty much just like an antibiotic, they get prescribed antibiotics all the time. They get rid of all the good gut flora. And the gut flora is the ones that create all the serotonin, all the dopamine, all the important chemicals for people to run and operate in an adult way and not act like children or absolutely emotional retards. Mm-hmm. And sadly, there's a lot of emotional retards because I think there's a larger attack on people's diet. As far as like health, what kind of advice do you think is the most important? Like,
I got a correction. Sorry, real quick. She didn't eat the vagina slime. She pulled it out, put it in front of her face, and said, "No, I can't do it."
So it's white too.
It's very important that she literally says, "My sister told me to stick my finger inside myself," and then she said something like, "You've never tasted yourself. What? No, ew." And then she tries, says, "No, I can't do it."
That book's insane.
It's for little kids. Man. It's for kids. This is what they're bringing to kids.
Yeah, those are conversations should be had one-on-one with voice, with a parent. They don't translate very well to text.
I just want to issue a correction. Luke, sorry, keep going.
No. I was just going to ask you guys, what do you think throughout all your years of working on your health, what's the most important advice that you could give somebody?
Your diet and consistency. Yeah. Without those two things, you can't be a healthy person.
So some people also have this theory that you should only do like one heart-intensive workout a week. Some people say you should do it every other day.
Tell people to listen to your body. Your body's going to tell you.
Yeah, and it's just... depends on your goals. I just want to be lean and muscular and strong. And I would do cardio from time to time to keep my cardiovascular up. But that's pretty much what I wanted out of fitness was that. Yeah. But bodybuilders, they take that shit way too far.
They're bodybuilding is such a...
Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Gaining weight, losing weight. Yeah. I mean
people just want to be pretty for other people. That's essentially what you're doing.
Your hormones are shot.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Is that because of too much supplements or too much...
Just the yo-yo dieting. Bulking, cutting.
Got it. Yeah.
It's the yo-yoing.
Yeah. It kills your endocrine system, and man, you can't survive without going out and getting the hormones at that point.
Yeah, a lot of professional fighters also report a lot of those same kind of larger hormone problems because they have to cut weight to make a certain weight limit.
They're addicted to caffeine too. I had to work on that. Yeah. Too much caffeine is just horrible.
Yeah, pre-workout's not that good for you. It's really horrible for your heart.
Yeah, someone's got like 400 milligrams. They're not healthy at all. Yeah. And your body gets addicted to it. It gets immune to it. Yeah. So you have to take more and more and more before you know it. Yep. You're taking like, 600 milligrams of caffeine before you work out? I didn't really realize that until I got a little bit older. I can't really mess with pre-workouts anymore. I can't sleep at all.
Yeah, same here. See, I remember a couple months ago, I was like, okay, I got to take care of my health. Okay, let's actually maximize this. Let's take pre-workout, post-workout. Let's take all that. And then I couldn't sleep at night. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like the middle of the day.
My heart's racing. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And then I'm like, I talked to my personal trainer. He's like, are you taking pre-workout? I'm like, don't fucking do that. I stopped doing it. Because a lot of it, it's fucked up and detrimental to your overall long-term health. Yeah. And,
I still take supplements that's not, that doesn't have any stimulants like creatine, beta-alanine. I take that for my workout. And just taking those two supplements alone and remove the caffeine, it doesn't ruin my sleep. I get the energy. The beta-alanine, you can work out longer and harder. The creatine, it gives you a couple extra reps here and there. So that's really still good to take. But as far as caffeine, too much caffeine is really bad.
Do you do any caffeine now?
I can't touch caffeine.
Yeah,
I don't even drink all my sodas anymore. With caffeine, I don't drink anything.
No coffee, never.
It's just like stuff like this, water.
I can drink decaf.
You know what Gatorlite is, right? You're familiar? It's like very salty.
Yes,
it's real salty. It's good.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, we have like these keto cashew butter stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's got no sugar, but it's got salt.
Right.
And
so salty is sweet.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's like the salt is it's good salt, sea salt, and it's almost sweet when you're eating it. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird. How do I explain?
Is that those Boo keto bar things?
Those things for sure, but it's that cookie dough stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like keto. It's a cashew butter, but like cookie dough flavor. It's got a little monk fruit in it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But it's salty, and you can taste it, and you're like, we've had a few things like that because we cut out most of the sugars, and the salt does replace to a certain degree the sugar. It's kind of crazy.
Y'all got those here?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them. You want some?
I'm fucking sold.
Yeah,
they're real. I don't know. Yeah, the Boo food bars we have are like they're protein bars that are just like tons of fat, no sugar.
Just protein and some bacon.
We started cutting out all the weird shit because even though it's like there's no sugar in them, there's still like weird things you can't pronounce.
Yeah, like malodol.
Yeah, I mean malodol's not so bad.
Yeah,
but we've got protein bars where it's like beef, paprika, garlic, salt, pepper. We got this shit here from Alex Stein. Look at this.
Yeah.
This
Alex Stein. Andrew Meyer.
Andrew Meyer. Sorry.
There are other things from Alex Stein around here.
Andrew Meyer.
What, Alex,
look at the ingredients. Look at the ingredients.
Alex,
ingredients:
Alex,
beef, pepper, salt.
That's it, huh?
Beef, pepper, salt.
I need my glasses for this.
I told him that was one of my criticisms, to make the font bigger.
Yeah, unless he don't want you to see what's in.
Beef, pepper, salt, man, that's good shit.
Yeah, a lot of people think salt and meat protein is bad for you.
It's not.
It's a lie.
No. You just got to get the right amount of salt.
You ever see that documentary about people in Siberia?
Yeah, they eat nothing. Super salty food,
and because of the fish,
right?
And then they eat like whale blubber, super high fat, high protein diet. And they have like no heart disease, and they're all ripped.
Shredded.
I think carbs lead to that. I think that's what causes it. Carbs. Yeah.
Carbs are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to cut sugar.
Yeah. Wheat.
You got to go right now. You got to throw all the sugar in the garbage. All of it.
Biggest psyops they're pulling on.
Gluten,
us right
especially.
Now is the
I think gluten
industry.
Is bad.
Well, a lot of the artificial sugar is just fucking GMO fucking poison bullshit that you should never be taking. A little bit of fruit, a little bit of fiber, really good for you.
Yeah.
But listen, berries don't have a lot of sugar in them. Fructose is bad for you. It has to be processed in your liver. But berries don't, like blueberries and raspberries don't have a lot of sugar. Strawberries don't have a lot of sugar. Strawberries mostly dietary fiber. Mm-hmm. So I did a keto for like a year and then I eased up a little bit. But you could eat a bowl of strawberries drenched in whipped cream and get like 10 carbs out of the whole thing.
It's fine.
Wow. Are you 100% sure about that?
Strawberry. strawberry is a half carb.
No shit.
Yeah. So if you have like 10 strawberries, then you're looking at, what is it? You're looking at 5 carbs. Yeah.
How about cherries? Cherries the same way, right?
Cherries, there's not that much sugar in these things. They're tart and there's a lot of fiber.
Yes.
So that's why fruit's good for you. Even eating an orange. Orange got a lot of sugar in it, but one orange is not that bad. It's got a bunch of fiber in it. You eat you pull a little thing off, you eat it.
Yeah.
The problem is we found a way to extract all that sugar out of something and then hyper-concentrate into a tiny little piece of sugar you eat.
Well, apparently orange juice is a psyop.
It is. Orange juice is. It is. No, for real, it is.
Yeah.
It was Freud. It was Bernays. No, it was a Bernays?
I think it was Freud or Bernays. I forgot which one.
It was Bernays. So it's Freud's nephew. There was an orange surplus. And so the orange sellers were like, no one's going to want to buy these oranges because we have too many. Yep. What do we do? And he says, I know. We'll do a campaign for a new product, orange juice. Mm-hmm. Juice all the oranges, and then we'll tell people if one orange is healthy, a glass of orange juice has 5 oranges in it. Must be 5 times as healthy. All of a sudden,
they're like a Democrat.
60 carbs in a single glass for breakfast, and they're fucking destroying their livers.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's
too much sugar.
Yeah. That's right.
And you have like no fiber in there either. When you blend it or when you juice it, it's even worse. You're just getting the water liquefied. And only the sugar. When specifically fructose, like Tim said earlier, you only get like 30 grams of fructose that gets digested by your liver. If you've been eating like a bunch of peaches or something, your face feels like all red and flush or whatever after eating a bunch of them, that's your liver being like, yo, too much,
man. It's hard to handle.
Did you see what happened to Robert Downey Jr.?
What happened?
He went vegan.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Do you see how he looks like?
He looks like he's vegan now.
20
years. Yes,
really.
Yes, he looks. Just look up. If you go on Twitter right now and just type in Robert Downey Jr. vegan, and you see the before and after, it is fucking terrifying. He's dead.
They were dying.
Go on Twitter. Look it up on Twitter. No, they weren't dying his hair. He looks. There it is.
I think they've been making him look young for the Iron Man stuff.
Jeez. But he's supposedly supposed to be returning. They're supposed to be.
No, he said no, didn't he?
I don't know.
I think he said no. Wow.
Yeah, I thought he said no.
I mean, it's you know, RJ.
I mean,
you know what? You know what? Me and Keith went vegan for like 3 months, and it has a feminizing effect over your body.
It does. That's why they're pushing it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the larger agenda. This is why they want you effeminate. Look at Ian's face. This is what happens.
He looks like Rosie O'Donnell right there.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, snap. Yeah, he has a very feminizing effect.
And it also ruins a lot of people's hair because they're not getting a lot of biotin, a lot of B vitamins that are in meat specifically, especially organ meat. Are you guys big on the whole organ meat kind of trend that's been going on? And
the Liver King and all that? Nah.
Yeah. What did you think about that? You follow that?
I mean, I knew that guy was on drugs.
Yeah, if you didn't know that guy was on drugs, you weren't paying attention. You were dumb.
What was the meme? Like some guy made a video where he was like, I was saddened to learn that I was the last person on Earth to find out Liver King was taking drugs. Everybody,
it's obvious.
Yeah, it was pretty clear. Yeah.
How is that? Like he lied to people and told him he wasn't on steroids. Specifically said, I've never used steroids.
Yeah.
Then he sold his image to sell his supplements.
Yeah,
is that not fraud?
Yeah,
because he didn't.
He's getting sued for that. That's a conflict of interest. Do I tell people I'm taking steroids or do I tell them I'm taking my supplements?
Is that him again right there? How skinny he is?
Look at that.
The thing about Liver King is he was like brazen about it.
Why the hell is he flexing?
Syringes and stuff.
He looks terrible.
Yeah. He aged like crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All on the vegan diet.
Yeah.
See what happens when you don't eat beef liver, Ian?
Yeah, but Luke, you understand what this means because adrenochrome's not vegan.
Oh, no.
You know what's crazy?
It's animal-based.
He probably thinks he looks great.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about it. It's like a psychosis that comes over you when you become like vegan. You like getting crinched in it so much. He thinks he looks amazing. He's flexing right there.
Did that happen to you again when you guys were vegan?
Yeah.
What happened to you guys?
You want to believe
right?
You know
what?
So he believes he's...
This is what happened. Me and Keith was looking at YouTube and I saw this pig in a fucking slaughterhouse.
Right? This fucking pig comes around the corner dragging his fucking leg, right? Dragging. And they come in and beat the shit out of the pig. I was like, I can't eat a pig. Right, so about 3 months in, I said, fuck it, I need some bacon. And when I ate bacon, it tastes like chocolate cake. I love bacon.
That's how you know the value of animal fat, when you haven't had any and you get a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Dude, we went to the shooting range. Mm-hmm. I grabbed some pork belly tacos. It was basically a piece of bacon this thick and like this wide on a tortilla with avocado cream and onion.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Really?
Yep.
We go to Korean barbecue. I get the pork belly, not the thinly sliced.
Right.
They come out, it looks like bacon, but it's this thick.
It's thick, yeah. Pork belly is good.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like it burnt too, because it's rock and crispy.
Like bone marrow, bone broth are so good for you. Like so much, you get so much nutrition out of that. And it's so important for your mental health as well.
They want you to eat the bugs because it makes you effeminate. And I'll tell you guys, you want to know what they're doing?
I saw that, the worm, ringworm and stuff.
You want to know what they're doing? So if you look at a dog, right? Mm-hmm. A dog is a wolf, but permanently a child. So this is basically how it works. Wolves started scavenging the refuse of human camps.
Right.
The wolves that were less scared of humans were more likely to survive because they ate more food that humans would leave behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Humans who let the wolves be there were more likely to survive because the wolves peeing around the camp kept bears and other shit away.
Mm-hmm.
So humans and wolves slowly started coming together. But this meant that if there was an aggressive wolf, the humans would throw something at it, it would run away. Mm-hmm. But the wolves that weren't aggressive would stay. Mm-hmm. Give it 1,000 years. And what happens is wolves become proto dogs, become dogs, and a dog is a wolf cub that never grows up. Right. That's what they want to do to humans. Mm-hmm. They want people to be permanently short, prepubescent, mm-hmm. little worker bees,
soy
or
boys.
Docile. Soy boys.
Cattle yeah. boys.
Yeah. That's why they want you all to be vegan. They want you all to be trans. They want you to all take drugs. Mm-hmm. So they're basically domesticating the human male to drop, to get. Look.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You want to team up with a wolf? Wolf will growl at you. You got to tell the wolf what to do. Same thing with a guy, right? Mm-hmm. You can't walk up to him and be like, "Do as you're told." He's gonna be like, "Listen here, buddy. I don't know who the fuck you are." Mm-hmm. But a little effeminate soy boy, you can get him to do whatever the fuck you want. Look at Antifa. They're all in a cult.
Yeah,
just like right. They're desperately trying to be in the cult. Mm-hmm. A dog desperately wants you to love it. Please love me, please. I was like, that's mm-hmm. what dogs do. Wolves are like, the fuck you looking at? Yeah. Now look at the woke cult. They're like, I can't let anybody be mad at me. I don't want anyone to be mad at me.
Right.
And they're like, I can't say anything mean. Mm-hmm. Look at that at me. That's what
or trigger doing. Someone or domesticate anyone.
Yeah. Take away the meat. Take away the testosterone. Give everybody hormones. Give them hormone blockers. Put endocrine disruptors in their food, and you turn all the dudes into little babies.
Well, this is why they're going after cows. They're saying cows create CO2, and we have to go after them. I'm like, motherfucker, you live in a fucking city. Like, why are you going after farmers? Like, this makes absolutely no sense at all. Yeah. And now they're like, we got to cut meat production. We got to stop people from eating meat. What happens when you do that? You effeminize everybody.
The industrial agriculture scene's pretty brutal.
Absolutely, big agriculture's fucked up.
When you see those lakes of blood. Feces, the kind of probably stuff you were talking about. Yeah, I think I saw similar things where they take the little pig and they smash it on the ground till it's dead.
Because they're shooting the cows in the head and they're rolling down. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh, man. And the cow's like, the cow's nose is like, and it did it, and it just rolls. I'm like, oh, man, it's fucked up.
I would love to like ease into a system where we don't have that kind of torturous, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got a lot of mouths to feed.
But like, stem cell growth, meat, grow stem cells in labs. Is that the next step?
But the fat is a fat problem. So we can grow the meat, but there's no fat in it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really dry, gritty burger.
Correct.
It's tough. And so they try, what do they try to do? They try to put like oil in it or something. Yeah, nah, you can't beat tallow, man. When you get a bite of pork and there's a big old chunk of fat on it, come on.
Right. Yeah, that's what gives it all the flavor. Yeah. What do y'all think about that impossible meat?
No, it's not meat.
What's in it?
It was okay.
That's Bill Gates GMO.
One of those burgers is like more than 100% salt.
It's seed oils.
Yeah.
It's seed oils, GMO fucking bullshit fucking soy, corn predominantly.
Yeah, give guy bitch tits and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's Moobs. Impossible Moobs. Burger, and then there's Beyond Meat. I've had them both.
Fuck them both.
But they weren't long-term. Like, there's stuff in them. I think what you're talking about. I could taste
I got to be honest, though. I get sick if I beef.
Hmm. Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we went out to eat the other day. We went to a steakhouse, went to Capitol Grill, and I got a porcini-soaked porter ribeye or something. And it was the best fucking steak I ever had. Yeah. Holy shit.
You like it medium rare? Well,
medium
done.
Rare. Oh. It was so tender. I put the knife into it, and it just peeled right off with the fork. And I was like, I ate half of it. It was like 16 ounces. It was massive.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I got really sick.
Yeah. Should have cooked it.
No, but Luke points out it's probably because you
low
you get
stomach
older,
acid.
Yeah. So,
your body hadn't been using making.
So I tried. I drank lemon juice with it. I had a coffee afterwards. I had espresso afterwards. Wasn't enough. I got real sick, And that only happens when I have beef. If I have chicken or fish, no problem at all.
Think about that.
We went to Nobu yesterday, just like with some clients. It was really, really nice. And we got Wagyu everything. Totally fine.
That's so good.
So I just didn't overdo it. So I gotta keep the beef at a low. I had like four ounces this time.
You guys ever had some Wagyu?
Yeah, it's really good. But I got a question. I remember I ate some seafood and wine together. I felt so sick I wanted to die. I don't know what it was. Do you remember that time? It was like red wine ate seafood with it.
Well, it could have been contaminated seafood. Like sometimes seafood is not sourced from the best sources. Sometimes seafood is left out a little bit too long. Uh-huh. It might have not been the combination. It could have been just one of the shrimps or one of the whatever.
You was eating octopussy.
Octopussy,
huh? Yeah, what they call it?
Calamari.
Calamari.
It was some bunch of sea. I think, I don't know. I said octopus.
It could have just been a bad fish.
Yeah.
It happens, but guys, all right, I think we're gonna
run. Oh, I have a clarification. I said that Hooters wings were delicious, that the buffalo sauce, it was Hooters fried calamari. I never had the wings at Hooters.
Yeah, the wings.
Fried calamari at Hooters.
Gentlemen. Thank you all so much for hanging out. It's been a blast.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah, and for everybody who's a member, you made it all possible. Thanks for supporting us and helping us do this work. We'll see you all next time.
That dude looked like he transitioned. Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.